Looking back on polling numbers for March of 2015, things were not looking good for Senator Bernie Sanders. He was sitting at 5% of Democratic voter support nationally, compared to former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's dominating 60%. In a Dan Jones and Associate poll representing Utah, Sanders wasn't even mentioned, but rather lumped into the others category. Since then, Sanders has steadily built a following in Utah. Recent polls showed Sanders leading 41% to 19 over Clinton among all Utah voters. However, Clinton still leads 51% to 44 among Democratic voters. In primaries and caucuses around the country, Sanders has been doing well among millennial voters, however, something that Utah has a lot of. Millennials make up one-third of Utah's population. However, mobilizing these young voters can be a challenge. For that story, we turn to UPR's Daniel Kinka.
At Salt Lake City's Kilby Court, concertgoers gather to hear local musicians and lend their support to Bernie Sanders' presidential campaign. That's Salt Lake's own Talia Keys you're hearing now. The audience is composed of people of all ages, but the majority are millennials, people born between 1980 and 2000. I spoke with Sam Grenny, the organizer of the event and founder of Utah Millennials for Bernie. A millennial himself, he describes his organization with the aplomb of a seasoned political activist.
Well, Utah Millennials for Bernie Sanders is a group dedicated to getting millennials to engage in the political process. Our first concrete objective is to get Bernie Sanders elected president of the United States. But beyond that, what we're interested in is engaging millennials in politics in order to effect progressive change.
Another goal of the event is to register new voters. Millennials are often preceded by a notorious reputation for absenteeism on voting day. Yet Barack Obama was able to mobilize record numbers of millennials during his 2008 presidential run. And while Democratic primary turnout has thus far been lower than in 2008, turnout among younger voters is actually on the rise. Grenny thinks he has the formula for getting more millennials to the polls.
I am positive that people who are registered and who know that they are already included in the Democratic process are far more likely to show up.
Still, while getting millennials to feel the burn may be easy, getting those same individuals to feel included in the democratic process may prove to be a monumental task. Grenny and his organization may have found a way to introduce the democratic process to younger voters and engage them on their own terms.
What we're trying to do is infuse some politics into what millennials already do.
Daniel Kinka, Utah Public Radio.
And for Utah Public Radio News, I'm Justin Prather.